This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
Let me ask you about the strategy for this last week or week and a half. Is it about the base at this point to make sure evangelicals, who are a big part of the base, that they get out? Because do you believe evangelicals are the ones, they kind of brought you to the dance, if you will, and they're the ones that are going to get you over the top here?
Well, we're doing very well with the evangelicals. And if they vote, we're going to win the election. And we're going to have a great Supreme Court. And we're going to have religious liberty. Because religious liberty, let's face it, I saw a high school football coach the other day, and they were praying before the game. You know, they're going into combat, they're in the locker room praying, and I think they're going to fire him. And, you know, they suspended him. I think they want to fire him. Who ever heard of a thing like this? And I always say to you, we're going to all be saying Merry Christmas again. But the truth is, religious liberty is under tremendous stress. Second Amendment is under stress. If Hillary Clinton gets in, you're not going to have religious liberty. You're not going to have Second Amendment. So many different things. You're not going to have a termination of the Johnson Amendment. So, I don't know. It's just a very important thing. And the evangelicals have been so great to me right from the beginning, right from the start. You know, I'm Presbyterian, I'm Protestant.
Yes, I do.
But right from the start, had they voted 4 years ago, and they didn't, you would have had a different result in the election instead of having Obama, who has been catastrophic for evangelicals and a lot of the things that we stand for.
Well, as David Brody and Donald Trump on CBN, you know, religious liberty, as we were talking about with Coach, I mean, look what has happened. You know, during Barack Obama, you know, part of his legacy is he made the announcement to the world that America is no longer a Christian nation. And, of course, one of the Christian congressmen asked, when did that happen? Did it happen during World War One? Did it happen during the presidency of George Washington when he announced that it was by divine providence that America was even, you know, thought up? That it was God driving the pilgrims to come to America? I mean, what happened? Did it happen during Vietnam when you had soldiers, you know, that with all the devastation that happened during the Vietnam War, we had soldiers there in you know, hiding from bombs, praying to God. Was it then that it occurred? When did America stop being a Christian nation? And I would say to you that, yes, it's been a slow creep. When you go back and you consider that it was in the 60s that we took down the Ten Commandments and said, no, we couldn't have the Ten Commandments. And look at what has happened as a result in our classrooms. Is there some correlation? Some would argue and point out and just say, you know, like in anything that we would do, particularly in business, for those of you who are in business, you always, when you find yourself in a place where you don't want to be, where you say, hey, the fruit of all our effort and our team here is not producing what it is that we used to produce, you stop and you go back and you say, when did we change? When did we lose sense of our mission? And you go back to that point, and it could be an individual. It just could be a cultural shift within the organization. It is the same thing that's happening to America. There has been a cultural shift because there is a small, and I would say a small minority of people that are being accommodated because they want to do as they darn well please. And because Christians and people of faith do not have the courage to say, you are heading for a brick wall. You know, you may reject godly principles just like you could reject the godly principle of gravity. Okay, who created gravity? But God. And it's there for our good. You violate the law of gravity, you're going to pay the price. When you fall off the roof or jump off the roof and hit the ground, this hurts. The bruise stays there or some broken bones for a while because you violate gravity. But people of faith are hesitant to tell people that are heading in the wrong direction because of political correctness and this sensitivity and everything else. But my goodness, what are we losing in the process? What dreams? What futures?
The humanity is being lost because we violate godly principles. This is the price we pay. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in on the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. If it's going to do it, all hands on deck, okay, is required to get this nation back on track. And as you heard me say just a moment ago, I know some probably think, oh, you're being self-righteous, Bill. I'm just speaking from experience. I've been around enough, and I've made my mistakes. Do not claim any perfection by any means. I claim experience. That's what I tell my kids. I just can share with you my experience, and I can tell you in my humble little story about my relationship with God is that, and this is why I talk about, gravity and violating the law of gravity, because I see godly principles in much the same context. They are black and white, and they're just as simple as the law of gravity. When you violate the law, you pay a price. And we all have stories. You know, people of faith have stories of what they were before and what they are now. And it's by no means, for people that understand the process, it's not that they arrived at perfection, just arrived to awareness. Aware of what violating the law of gravity produces. And we see this country in a free fall that continues in its own way to violate like the law of gravity. And we're going to pay a big price for it. We are paying a price today. And I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know, as we've had this conversation with Pastor Carl Gallups, you know, because we're not one to place dates. We don't believe in that. You know, God has cautioned us not to be one to place dates. But, you know, you look back in the history of nations and you see where judgment comes. It's inevitable. And I don't know if America is going to get a reprieve. You may have heard me refer to this as a Nineveh moment. And before I get too far into this, I want to bring Dan Perkins on. Dan, not only a good friend and an associate, and we're associated with Songs for and Stories for Soldiers, which I believe in. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, is trying to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And I for full disclosure, I will tell you, I am an ambassador with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. I'm a proud ambassador to be associated with this. And you can go to the foundation. This is a legitimate foundation. You hear a lot about foundations these days, but I'm telling you, this is a legitimate foundation. You can go and check it out. And if you want to join with us, you're welcome. We appreciate your support. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Dan Perkins, let me bring you on here, because you have been as well a long practicing Roman Catholic. You and I had a chance to finally meet face to face after all these years, here in Florida the other day. And I know that your heart's like mine is that, you know, we're not trying to, you know, I guess, preach to people. It's just to say, hey, this is the experience. And that, you know, like I said, it's not, you know, your story is not that just because you decide to, you know, commit your life, you know, to Christ and to become a Christian and be a man of faith. It's not that you're claiming perfection.
You're just claiming awareness that the life you led before was not positive. It wasn't a legacy. It wasn't a proud legacy you would want to leave for your children or your grandchildren. It certainly is not indicative. I mean, we hear in this campaign where things have been said, you know, on both sides, and the people come back and go, well, that's not who he is. Well, I know that's not who he is. And there's moments in my life where people could extract and say, you know, I can't believe Bill did that. But the fact of the matter is I did, and that's not who I hope that's not who I am today. It's who I was at a moment in time. But again, I'm getting through the process. And that's the thing about being a person of faith. It is a process. It's not the destination. We haven't arrived there. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think you're saying it fine. The issue here is are we as individuals going to have a moral compass in our life, and are we going to accept that compass to do what the Lord, whoever that Lord is to us in name, does what we want to do? Mm-hmm. I've told you this, and I believe it. I finally had the courage to listen to what the Lord wanted me to do, and the Lord spoke to me about creating songs and stories for soldiers. Mm-hmm. He simply said to me, "You have to help my soldiers,"
right.
And I've been doing that for almost 2 years, and it has changed my life. But I look at what's going on, and I look at what's going on in this campaign. And when Mrs. Clinton in her speech said that half of Mr. Trump's supporters are deplorables and they were racist and sexist and homophobes and xenophobes and anything phobe you could throw in.
And worse yet, Dan, and hang on 1 second, just to pause here for just a moment. Worse than that, she said they're irredeemable.
Right.
They're irredeemable.
Yes. And then we find out through the intervention of WikiLeaks that Podesta, her campaign chairman, believes that, and this is the one word that created the greatest amount of rage in me for what was being said, that his groups need to infiltrate, that's the word he used, infiltrate mm-hmm. the Catholic Church to bring it into the modern times, that it needs to change its beliefs and its fundamentals. And I'm not a terrorist organization. I know after the Civil War, because I wrote this piece on Constitution.com about this whole issue, after the Civil War, the Ku Klux Klan were very afraid of the Catholics because they believed that Catholics kept guns in the basements of their church in secret compartments that they could come after the Ku Klux Klan at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So we, along with some other religions, have been persecuted in the United States almost from the very founding of our country. And I look at what's going on, and when I think as an observer of the scene, as you are too, I believe that deplorables comment will come back to haunt Mrs. Clinton on Election Day.
Mm.
And one other thing I want to say about what else will haunt her, but it's put together, as much as the 48% comment that Mitt Romney made. Romney made his comment in private. She made it very, very public.
Right.
And when she tried to walk it back the next day, she only walked back the percentage. She didn't walk back any of the criticism and the comments about the people. The other thing was that was clear to me, and I've said this in a lot of interviews since then, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
What she told us in the night of the third presidential debate, that she believes it's a woman's right to choose up to 1 hour before the baby is to be born, that it can be ripped out of the womb, its brain sucked out, its head crushed, and its body sold off for experiments. That should tell us a great deal about her moral compass.
Exactly.
See, I think, Bill, that a lot of people in this country have been persuaded by not calling abortion what it is, abortion. They call it women's health, right to choose. They don't really talk about abortion. And we have to decide as a nation, When I say this, and I said it as late as this morning on
Dan,
the show.
Dan, we're going to pick it up from right there. Stop it. Hold it there because we got to go to break. Dan Perkins is with us. More from Dan right
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or R-E-V-E-R-I-E.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your opinions, Bill Martinez, live.
you know, those historical events, they do mean something. You consider the blood, the treasure that was expended for a free America, and how casually today we seem to be considering the options. It is amazing to me, Dan Perkins, that, you know, America just seems to be more interested in the Cardassians and other things that matter so little compared to this republic.
Agreed. Agreed.
Well,
I also think it's important that your audience knows that not only are you an ambassador for Songs and Stories, you are one of those people who has put his money where his mouth was, and you've been an ongoing contributor, which I thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
And so do the soldiers' lives you're probably saving. But I want to go back to the subject because I thought about this in the first segment and was reluctant to ask it without getting your permission. So I got your permission during the break to ask it.
All right.
Your audience may not know, or they may know, or there may be people listening today who have not listened before. You have a grandson.
Yes.
Who has a hole in his heart, and they're looking at surgery sometime after the first of the year to repair the hole.
Correct.
And I asked you during the break, I said, when did your daughter and son-in-law know about the hole in this infant's heart? And you said about 3 months.
Correct.
And tell them what the doctor said and then what your children said.
Well, the doctor gave him the option and said, you can abort this child because of all the complications that could be associated. We're talking about there could be Down syndrome, retardation, any kind of number of effects that could result from this hole in the heart. And my daughter especially, and my son-in-law both, they were rather grieved by the presentation of that option. I told my daughter, I said, well, it's because of the litigious society in which we live in today, doctors have to present that option. If not, they could be potentially liable. But the kids immediately, without hesitation, together said, no, we're in it. This is a full commitment. We believe that Jackson, they already had a name for him, Jackson William Phelps, was, you know, and is a blessing from God, and they're 100% committed. And there was no turning back. And, you know, so once they got on the other side of it, you know, the doctor, you know, was equally in and has been right alongside them in an incredible way, you know, through this whole process. Jackson was born on August the 10th in Oahu, Hawaii, had a hole in his heart, has a hole in his heart. And, you know, for the most part, he's been doing well. We had a little bit of problems after a week when he came home. A lot of additional pressure on the heart caused one of the muscles around the heart to collapse. And I'm not a doctor, so I may not be saying this correctly, but they had to go in and they had to basically do open heart surgery because they had to put a stent in. They didn't stop the heart, you know, but they had to go in and put a stent. And that has given relief to this muscle, and he's thriving. I mean, he's almost 13 pounds. He is such a great kid. My daughter says, you know, she looks forward to waking up every morning because this kid wakes up. He's a smile on his face. It's like, hello, world, let's go. And he's just a bright light. And, you know, the videos when we see him and she sends us lots of pictures, he's just a very vibrant, healthy kid. And the surgery now, the open heart surgery that they will do in what they call Heart Week in Oahu will take place the end of January, the 1st of February. And that's when they'll, you know, they got to stop this little guy's heart, take it out of his chest and macrame the hole, you know, as I say, very unsophisticatedly, but these doctors so brilliantly will repair his heart, and you know, hopefully that will be what happens. But meanwhile, he's doing well, and thank you for asking. And you know, and people have been praying all around the world for this little kid, and we're just we're blessed to have him in our world. He's just really precious.
There's a wonderful sermon by a priest in Phoenix, Arizona, which is on video. And I don't know whether I sent it to you or not, but if I didn't, I will. You can maybe put it on your website for people to look at.
Okay.
It what you just pointed out, Bill, is the value of human life. When I look at that the abortion rate among black women in New York City is greater than the live birth rate.
Yes.
They're killing the next generation.
We've eliminated an entire labor force, 60 million babies. An entire labor force has been eradicated. What cures? What dreams? You know, what realization? And the thing is, you know, we touched on this a moment ago. In fact, I spoke with Abby Johnson this week as well. Abby Johnson, formerly of Planned Parenthood. And, you know, I say, Abby, I hear a deafening cry about ready to be let loose. And that cry is going to come from the men of America who have lost their children, who were not allowed to participate in the decision. And what Hillary Clinton and her like are saying, that it's all about a woman. It's all about a woman's right. Well, last time I checked, she didn't do it by herself. And we've got another part, a significant part of this equation, and that is the men of this world who have been impacted and that are right now they're crying softly. But I'm telling you, Dan, there is going to be a scream, an outcry from the men of America across this country that is about to be rendered. And I see it as being life-changing, because this is the problem, because men have been kicked to the curb and invalidated and not allowed to participate in the process. Dare I say, had they been, we would not be realizing the levels of devastation and horror that the women, you know, and you talk about, you know, she talks about protecting the women. Well, I don't know what women she's talking about. I talk to many women, and Dan, one of the first things they'll tell me, the women that have been involved with abortion, they'll say, you know, my son would have been 13 years old today. My daughter would have been 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, they carry this with them. So though the government has given the good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion, in their conscience, in their sealed conscience, they know that it's not right and there's something wrong about this.
And I watched the Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton tour, a little bit of it yesterday. And what is clear is Hillary is saying it's about women and girls. Women and girls. There is apparently no room in her heart or in her brain for men. Mm-hmm. Everything she's doing is to protect women and girls, and there's no protection, nothing for men. And I think you're right on. I think that if we don't, if the men of America don't rise up and enforce and try and become equal in this situation, our country is going to go the way of every other major power, and it's going to be brought down not by the men, be brought down by the women. And I know that some of your listeners would probably not agree with that comment, but it takes a husband and a wife to raise a child, not just a wife. And it takes a mother and a father.
Who's the main protector? Who is the main protector of the family unit but the man? And what does the Bible say? If you tie up the strong man, you can go have your way with the rest of the family or the rest of the, you know, everybody else. And this is what's happened, is the strong men of this country, the men, have been neutered. And, you know, our families are being devastated. Look at what's going on across this country today. And abortion is just, it's the fruit of this. It is not the be-all and end-all of it. It's part of it.
Right.
Our kids are running around pal-mal, confused, not understanding, you know, whether they're male or female. This is one incredible mess that we have on our hands today here in America. And sooner or later, we're going to have to reconcile this, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Well, Dan Perkins, who has been with us, he's also a writer for DailySearch.com, DailyCaller.com, and The Clash Daily, as well as The Hill. Dan, thank you so much.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you. Past interviews, just a plethora of people to choose from. You can share it, download it, podcast it at your convenience. Listen when it works for you. Share it with your friends, your family. Get the good word out there. As you know, we are committed to the truth, no matter where it leads. You know, let's face it, in the absence of truth, opinion rules, and we got lots of opinions flying around. And at a time when we're questioning truth, I think this is all a good thing, you know, what's happening in America today. Because people are asking questions where before we just kind of took it for granted. And we need an activated electorate. And this is what's going on. You just can no longer be satisfied with the low information voter. It is a responsibility when you go into that voting booth and pull the lever. Know what it is that you're voting for, who it is you're voting for. Is it consistent with your values, you know, from top to bottom as much as it can be? Yes, you know, we do not have perfect candidates on either side because last time I checked, you know, it's part of humanity. None of us is perfect, but we have to look at it from a standpoint of, you know, we've got candidates that are vying for a job. And if you were the head of human resources, if you were their boss, and we are, last time I checked, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work in this country, a government of, for, and by we the people, not of, for, and by the elites. The elites would want us to think that, but we've allowed a ruling class of elites to overtake and to go outside of the boundaries and replace the objective of our Constitution. The objective of our Constitution was liberty for all. Okay, not just for the elites, no exceptions. You know, the reason they're not complaining much about Obamacare because they got exempted, right? So what do they care?
You know, what happens to Arizona and some of these states where they have, you know, they're lucky to have even one insurance company that will take care of their health care needs, that will provide the paperwork for them, you know, because they're exempted. And they've got the golden parachute, ladies and gentlemen, at our expense. We're working our tails off, 2-3 jobs, trying to keep up with everything. And we have a president that's been telling us time and again, hey, it's all well. Hey, we're doing great. Really? Have you seen the unemployment rate? We look around, we see our neighbors and how impacted they are. And it is an absolute disaster what they've been exposed to and the pain that they're in. And, of course, we sit at the kitchen table and we make, decisions, hard decisions that impact our families. And, but meanwhile, the government just goes and just spends our money, thinks nothing of it. And this is the thing that really bothers me, is that when we talk about, you know, well, it's the government's money. It's not. It's our money. It's our hard-earned money that we, you know, put in their trust to manage it for the benefit of all. Not for some, not to get reelected, not to garner votes, but to honor the entire constituency. But unfortunately, this is the way, the ball game is played, is that our interests are trumped by their interest of being reelected. That's what it comes down to. And this is what is all being exposed. And America needs to wake up to that. And first of all, you know, like in any situation that you find yourself in, you got to be honest with yourself and admit to the problem. Yeah, okay, this is the problem. Now we can start to arrive at some solutions, talk it out. It is a process. And that's tough, especially in today's America that I call, you know, the microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of a microwave. Hey, hurry up! You know, this is how crazy it's gone, you know. We got police activity. Somebody gets shot. Oh, we want to know, you know. We got to know right away, you know, what happened. Well, it takes time. And our founding fathers were wise enough to warn us, but we're not heeding the warning. You know, we still want to move along and we want to expedite things and take care of these problems right away. But I'll tell you, America is where it is today because we've been off point for a number of years. This didn't happen overnight. And it's like somebody who finds themselves overweight. It didn't happen overnight and they're not going to lose the weight in 2 days. You know, it's going to take time. We've got to start making the right decisions that are consistent with getting this country back on track. One decision at a time. And we got a big decision coming up. You know, some people are already making their choices right now with early voting. As soon as I'm off the air here today, I'm going to cast my vote. And this is the start. It starts with those choices that we make. And when you consider these two candidates, as Patrick Buchanan has been pointing out to us, I think there's a stark and clear choice here between these two candidates. And guess what? They're asking us for the job. So what is it that you want, out of this president? And what is it going to take to get this country back on track? Who has the capability? Who has the awareness that we're off track? I mean, forget about all the other noise, but just set that aside. I don't want to say forget it. Just set it aside for a moment because some of this stuff has been manufactured by the media. You know what the truth is. Take the facts as best you know and line them up one against each candidate. As Pat Buchanan wrote, he says, Clinton will take office with 2/3 of a nation believing she's untruthful. Can you believe that? I mean, this is today. This is 2016 America, 21st century America. And if she gets elected, she gets elected with 2/3 of the nation agreeing she's untruthful. How can we trust her to do anything to get this country back on track? I mean, how can we believe her? I mean, we've already had 8 years of one lie after another, sadly, from President Obama. I mean, and I got to tell you, I am astounded. I'm grieved that I have to sit there and talk in terms of the President of the United States lying to us. But I don't know how to count. It's not being misinformed. It's not misremembering. It's just flat out lying to us. And it's at every turn, whether it has to do with Obamacare, whether it has to do with him, covering Hillary Clinton, knowing
that she was using a private server because he emailed her. And on top of that, supposedly, and we haven't seen it for sure, but what indications are from WikiLeaks is that he used a pseudonym. So he's complicit in this whole deal. It goes all the way to the Oval Office. And right now, what it is, he and Michelle are out there on the stump. It's not about getting America back on track. It's not about, they don't see that. They see America as being greater than it's ever been right now. And I don't know how to connect the divergent realities here. Their reality is that America is doing great. You know, he has put this country in a trajectory that is just phenomenal, and that his legacy down the road, our eyes will be opened up, and we will see what he was doing all along, and it was for our best interest. And I don't know how to connect it. I don't know how to get there with him. Now, on the other hand, you got Donald Trump. And here's what Pat Buchanan says. He'll bring with him both houses of Congress. Much of his agenda, I mean, it's very simplified. I mean, it's real-world economical issues. We're talking about tax cut. We're talking about deregulation. Deregulation is going to promote business, which is going to promote jobs. It's win-win for all concerned. Border security. Deportation of criminals here illegally, some of those that are taking the jobs of legal citizens, legal immigrants, people that we've endorsed to say, yeah, come on in. And they're upset because they don't have a fair shot to be successful at it. And, it's most unfortunate that this is what's happened. That also will have the repeal of Obamacare, appointing justices like Scalia, unleashing the energy industry. That is what Pat Buchanan says could be readily enacted under Donald Trump. So that's our choice. You know, you got Hillary Clinton, untrustworthy, two-thirds saying, and then you've got some practical application of what could make America true again, great again. That's what is before us this day, ladies and gentlemen, in this 21st century America. Are we going to get this country back on track or not? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you, and have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, look, at if you like Sleepless in Seattle, The Notebook, The Fault in Our Stars, we got a new movie for you that you are just going to love to death. It's called New Life, and we have the director with us. We had the producer with us and also one of the stars several weeks back, but we're honored to have Drew Waters with us now. Drew, after service in the U.S. Navy, became well known for 3 seasons on the Emmy-winning series Friday Night Lights. His nearly 60 professional credits include NBC's Surface, Chase, Victorious, AMC's Breaking Bad, and Major Crimes. Drew Waters, thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
No, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. Thank you. Congratulations on the movie. This is your directorial debut. It's going to premiere New Life. The movie is premiering today in these cities, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Washington, D.C. Do we have additions to that premiere list?
I think Orlando, we said Houston, didn't we? And Arizona.
Yes. Well, okay.
Chicago. Yeah, I mean, if you go to newlifethemovie.com/tickets, you can find all the theaters and locations we're opening up in this weekend.
Well, Drew, it's not often said that, you know, when you introduce somebody, you say that he's a Christian in Hollywood. We know there's many Christians in Hollywood. We just don't hear about them. And we appreciate that you're fighting the good fight there in the belly of the beast in some context, because, you know, as we've understood, and I'm a Southern California boy, I know the dynamic there. It may not be an open conversation, but it is one that needs to be had, and I appreciate that you're putting yourself out there and, you know, leading people to the truth and what a fulfilled life is all about.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it actually, 2012, I got the privilege to work with a young lady called Erin Bethea, who's a lead actress in New Life, and I was on a set and I did a salvation scene, and they challenged me to just find the truth in that salvation scene. And when I did, I forgot about the cameras and stuff, and I just decided to do it for myself, and it changed my life.
Wow.
You know, and Erin, she wanted to kind of step away from the face genre and get into the mainstream world. And I wanted to start stepping away from more of the HBO and Showtime stars kind of feel and get into family friendly, because, you know, I have 2 beautiful kids. I wanted them to be able to watch you.
Right.
Stuff I did. Mm-hmm. And you know, the concept is very simple about our company. We just take the except fors out of movies and get back to good storytelling. Not necessarily to alienate anybody or put a title on it stuff, but let's find the redemptive message and the Christian values within the storyline and allow everybody to sit there and watch. And maybe that kicks off the conversation, and then that conversation grows into something bigger. And that's what we're trying to do with our Gentleman Entertainment and New Life, you know, our flagship product.
Quick summary of New Life, if you would.
Quick summary, it's a love story. It follows a 30-year lifespan of Ben and Ava, who meet at 6 and 7 and grow up remembering and going through the positive moments of life, hitting the hardship, coming out the other side with hope. And this movie is all about hope.
And for you and Aaron, you're partnering in this movie together. And what a great opportunity. I mean, talk about coming together, meeting in the middle, so to speak, and focusing on, you know, the classics of movie production and storytelling, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're about. I mean, we're both Christians and stuff, and we try to push and live our Christian values as strong as we possibly can. But I was an introvert, you know, for a long time, and I hated when somebody tried to push things onto me. I engage more when I just have a conversation with somebody and it triggered a response for me to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
So with our films, what we're trying to do is we're trying to do that as well. The best way to bring somebody to, you know, Christ is not to try to drive them to it, but get them to walk towards it and start asking more questions and wanting to figure out more about it. And, you know, New Life, we feel, does that very strongly. We always said we set out to make a mainstream movie that would appeal to the Christian audience throughout the love story and the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so far, I must say, all the outlets on the Christian side of it has picked it up and run with it. And then the mainstream side of it, whether they wanted to admit it or not, they are liking it as well. And you're starting to see this nice crossover appeal coming to it. And so hopefully, you know, we hit the mark on that. You know, the audience will tell us here over the weekend.
Well, Drew Waters, congratulations on it. The premier markets of New Life. This is your next love story. For those of you that liked Sleepless in Seattle, The Notebook, Fault of Our Stars, New Life is what you can look for. The premier markets, you can go to newlifethemovie.com for more venues. Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Phoenix, Dallas. I think you said, did we add Arizona, you said? Drew?
Arizona, yeah. Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah, so there is a plethora of premier markets here. So go and check it out, newlifethemovie.com. Drew Waters, thank you so much for being with us. All the best, and we're going to be looking for some good news, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Go out and support any films. Go out and support New Life. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you. God bless. With us right now is, you know, someone that we've been looking forward to having a conversation with for quite a while. The headline of her piece really got to my attention. She is the author of 24 Hot Potatoes in the Church Today. And she asked the question, is the church becoming politically correct? Hot issues the church won't cover. Diane Hoffman is with us right now. Diane, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I appreciate your patience. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Bill. I'm glad to be on.
Hey, we've got some hot potatoes in the church today, and they've definitely been exposed here in our country in the debates and with what's happening in the political process. And I would agree with you in your premise that the church has been too influenced by the culture. You know, God told us that we are to be in the world, not of the world. But it's hard. And the reason I believe that God told us that, because he knew that we would be prone to be influenced by the world, didn't he?
Absolutely. And we're also the salt of the earth and the light. We're supposed to be. But, you know, just like in the political arena, we are being affected by this political correctness. We're afraid to talk or say anything because people get offended very easily. And when I talk about the church, I have to make that clear. It's not a denomination. It's the whole body of believers throughout the world. Mm. And we're all affected in the same way.
Yeah, when you talk about the church same way I do, Diane, I think about the greater body that Jesus Christ himself established. It's what he died for, right? It's what he left behind. The organization,
exactly.
The organization that would carry on the training that was necessary and to help, be that guiding light to, he knew what was going to happen, and that was going to be a contested world.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get our answers from the Word of God. That's the only place as Christians. And unfortunately, most Christians are living that, well, a lot of Christians, let's say, maybe most, are living with the instructions of the world. It's like in the political arena. Right now, America is going through a big, crisis right now, big decisions to be made. But a lot of people are listening to liberal talk shows and TV shows, and they're not listening to the conservative aspect, and they get all their information from the liberal. It's the same in the church. They're listening to the world rather than listening to the Word of God. They don't sit down and read the Word and find the answers, because the Bible has all the answers that we need in life.
Well, Diane, part of my understanding is that they've disengaged from their own personal story. They have forgotten themselves, how far they have fallen, where they came from, how God redeemed them. And somehow their story has been homogenized. It's been squashed, because whether it's you go out there and you get a good hamburger, or you find a good restaurant, you're excited to tell your friends about it, right?
Yes.
So, exactly. or if you get some good deal on the stock market, you want to share it with your friends. Well, here you have something as life-changing as what you've experienced. You heard of the conversation with Drew Waters, the director of this new movie, New Life. You know, the life change that he went through in 2012, he'll never be the same. But what happened is we get influenced by the culture. We don't want to offend people. We don't want to be misperceived. So now all of a sudden, the other people and the world's opinion is more important than God's opinion for us. And go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and quite often I was going to say is that a lot of the Christians, they will say that it's the church's fault. Actually, the church is trying hard, but they can't touch certain issues because they will offend people. And a lot of the time you hear, they should speak it anyway, so forget about the numbers and that, in the church. So what if they lose some people? Well, that's not the point. The point is, you don't want to lose them because you still want to minister to them. You still want to get that message that you're talking about right there,
mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of unchurched people because they've been offended by one thing or another, and a lot of believers out there are walking around, they're not going to church, and they're not reading the Bible, and that's where what you're saying there, they're getting all the wrong information.
And they're the ones that are most vulnerable. And they will get tripped up severely, as I mentioned earlier in the show, about the violation of gravity. There's set laws that God has put into place for our good. And when we live according to those laws, it goes well for us. And this has been my experience. When I violate those laws, I pay a price. And this is what's happening. Every soul counts. Every life matters. And, for us that have been blessed and given so much, it's our responsibility to freely give that and to share it with other people in love, in a way that is compatible. Sometimes it's harsh because the truth can be hurtful at times. But
yeah.
We get on the other side of it, don't we? We can get beyond that. Well, Diane Hoffman has been with us. And, Diane, we're going to talk further, okay? This is Bill Martinez live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay?